the ninth and final principle. It's called meditating to the sound of creation. The affirmation for this is, I meditate each day to increase my awareness of the divine power within me. Through meditation, I'm able to realize the beauty, grace, and love that directs my life and fulfills my deepest desires. So everything on this program up until now has been foreplay. This is the orgasm, all right? And even though the higher part of us knows that foreplay and orgasm are all the same, the ego part of us says, yeah, but I want it now. And we still are encapsulated in that bag, aren't we, of skin. The idea of meditation is really the idea of connecting to your source. If you've heard what I've said throughout these tapes, you will know that the way that you make contact with your source is the way Melville described it when he said God's one and only voice is silence. We are looking for a way to manifest. That's what this entire program is about. And we are going to understand that this manifesting process of attracting to us what it is that we desire involves certain principles, all of which have been reviewed and which you will continue to review. And that also we can begin to participate ourselves in this act of co-creating our life. It is not something that just happens to us. We are not placed here from another world into this one and then on to another world. It's all one. Just like the plum tree that we talked about earlier and the plums. So we grow out of this world. And in order to be able to get to the left-hand side of the room, the side which is the cause of all that is on the right side, even though it's all one, we must learn to get quiet and also to somehow figure out a way to participate in this act of co-creating. And most of us have been raised on the conditioned idea that this is not something that is possible for us, that we can't really do it ourselves. So what we want to do is learn this thing that I call picturing, and to be able to picture what it is that we would like and then detach ourselves from the picture is something that our egos don't really take well to. In other words, if we have a picture, then the ego part of us says, yeah, okay, now I want it fulfilled. And what you have to do is remove fear and doubt from all of your pictures and come at these internal pictures with a knowing. And then you have to have an enthusiasm for these pictures showing up in your life with a detached view of whether or not they do or not. Again, a paradox. Enthusiasm is a word that, if you look it up in the etymology of the word enthusiasm, it breaks down to entheos, which is means the God, and asm means within. The enthusiasm literally translates to the God within. I don't know if you've ever noticed in your life, but when you are inspired in your life, when you're truly inspired in your life, everything seems to be working. For me, when I am inspired, it is with my writing and my speaking. When you are inspired, very often you are making love to the person that you adore. When you are inspired, very often you might be painting, you might be creating music, you might be cooking up something that you've never cooked up before, you might be in a dream, you might be listening to music. Whatever it is, when you feel inspired, you're not thinking about what's missing. You're not thinking about whether or not you have enough money to do what you want to do. The money seems to take care of itself. You don't think about any of your ills, any of your pains, any of your struggles. That's all, for the moment of your inspiration, those things are all gone from your life. And why is that so? Why does the moment of your inspiration seem to be devoid of all of the ego-centered kinds of things about your self-absorption and your fears and your doubts, and you're not having enough money, and you got pains, and you got all of these things? Why is that? because the word inspire really comes from the concept of inspiration. To be inspired means to be in spirit. And when you are in spirit, you have transcended the physical side of you. And meditation puts you in spirit. It takes you out of the world of the physical and all of the ailments and all of the struggles and all of the fears and all of the doubts and all of the anxieties, and it puts you in spirit. And when you are in spirit on purpose, everything is working. Everything is working.